the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So let's turn to Gaelic Games. We have two of our regular GAA analysts, James O'Connor, former All-Ireland winner with Clare Hurlers, Mark O'Shea, former All-Ireland football winner with Kerry, who are joining us on the show today. And Mark, if I start with you, there's suggestions now that the National League will not resume in February as had been anticipated. It could be well into March. And that the plan to play off the senior inter-county championships and have them done by July will have to be moved back to August now at this stage. Might all that even be a bit optimistic?
Well, look, it's early days. I think it's probably the right way to be thinking logically, looking at the numbers that are in the country at the moment. Whilst they have gone down considerably from the 8,000 that we've been looking at in recent weeks, but they're still in the 2,000 figures, and that's dangerous at the same time. So I still think it's the early days. It is probably the right thing to do at the moment. Maybe it's optimistic, Matt, but look, let's look at the numbers in a few weeks. If they have to go back a month, then so be it. But let's not be calling anything off just yet, because, you know, there's no reason why, if the numbers come down, that they can't go ahead, because you see the other sports things are going ahead, and the GAA has been considered elite. And I think the GAA has shown us how careful, how responsible they have been in the running of the football and the hurling championship in 2020. So there's no reason why the same can't apply for the National League match. But I stressed the point, and I made this point last year, particularly in the resumption of the National League, these games have to be neutral venue. I remember last year when the National League resumed, Donegal came all the way down to Tralee. Kerry went all the way up to Monaghan. That can't happen for the National League, particularly. The vaccines won't be rolled out the whole country at that stage. So I think common sense has to prevail in this situation, Matt. Let's have a National League in a few months. If things have to be pushed back, so be it. But I think that it's important. Look, last year, Matt, it was a real breath of fresh air for the community during a time of doom and gloom and the winter and the dark, when we saw the hurling in the football championship. It was something to look forward to. It was something to talk about to your friends on the phone. And you know what? A lot of players were retired from various counties. There's an excitement already, even though I know we're still stuck in lockdown. But there is an excitement, and looking at the amount of teams that are going to be setting up next year without various players. You know, the talk already about Dublin for 7 out of 7. Are Limerick going to be as strong in the hurling? It's still exciting, and I think the GAA community would love for a National League to go ahead, Matt.
Just before I go to Jamesy, you mentioned all the retirements, lots of them in football. We've seen a lot in Mayo, 5 very leading players gone. We're now starting to see it happening with Dublin. The surprise that Paul Mannion, who's only 27, is going, as well as Michael Dara McCauley, who has gone, and others. But if there isn't a National League, and I think while it's fair to say that but come hell or high water, a championship would be played, if there isn't a National League giving an opportunity to blend in new players, is that going to work to the benefit of the established teams, or the teams that have big squads and can take a few retirements?
Yeah, well, I think the Dubs can certainly take a few retirements, Matt. We saw Paul Mannion playing a peripheral role this year, having won 3 All-Stars in a row, 17, 18, 19, and all of a sudden he's designated to the bench. It was a funny one, but look, he has his reasons, and I'm sure the GAA community would love to see him back. But certainly for the counties, the emerging counties, they want the National League, because winning games breeds success, it breeds momentum, it breeds confidence, and the counties that want to kind of get that momentum going. Of course, the National League is where you start off, particularly for the formative years, for those fellas, you know, starting off, coming out of under 20 level, and managers starting off. They want the National League. They want to see where their team is at. They want to see, you know, what systems work, what formations work. So I think the whole country, I think even the, you know, the Kylies and the Dizzy Farrells, they also want the National League, because you know, it's to try up different formations, to try up different things. If certain players get injured, have you backups? And I think, as I say, the GAA community in general, they'll want it to go ahead. But I would be thinking that most managers inter-county would want the National League to go ahead, Matt.
Okay, James O'Connor, what do you reckon? I mean, do you think is it important to try and place the emphasis on having the league before we get to the championship?
I think so, Matt, yeah, but I think it's inevitable at this stage, looking at the numbers, that it's definitely going to be shoved back. I mean, they're only supposed to resume collective training, the counties themselves, last week, the 15th of January, and that's been shoved back, no collective training until the end of the month, and they're going to review it again. And, you know, as Mark said with the numbers, there's no guarantee that, you know, even been classified as elite, that the inter-county collective training will get the go-ahead to resume. So, you know, thinking then that you can expect to start the league on schedule at the end of February, it's highly unlikely. So, but they have time in their hands, and you know, it's not a decision that they necessarily have to rush into. They can condense the league if necessary. And I think, you know, the likelihood is now that, you know, the league goes back, you know, into April, maybe into May, and you start everything a month later. And, you know, it could be, for example, that the provincial club championships at the end of the year, they're the casualty of all this, and maybe they don't get played within the calendar and the calendar year. But yeah, I think it's a wait and see approach at the moment, but certainly, you know, all the indications seem to be that the calendar is going to be looked and shoved back, with the Ireland finals probably taking place in August.
Of course, James, one of the things we've already lost has been the universities tournaments. The Fitzgibbon and the Sigerson were gone, and we've had disruption as well at underage level. What about secondary schools? Because I know both of you are secondary school teachers, and you'd be involved with school teams. This is another great shame for an awful lot of fifth and sixth year students, isn't it? The possibility that they won't get the opportunity again this year in relation to Hearty Cup or Corneyvera in Munster, all the various other places around the country, indeed all school sports.
Yeah, and you know, we had won our first half team 15 years, Matt. We defeated Kieran's in an All-Ireland quarter-final against the odds, and the lads were looking forward to an All-Ireland Colleges semi-final, and obviously that went by the wayside. And, you know, again, most of the team were back and underage and really looking forward to the Hearty camp in this year. And, you know, they have been training, you know, and doing it by the book. You know, it's kind of pods of 15 and no contact and that kind of stuff, doing their ball work, doing their fitness work. But it looks now as if all that work isn't going to count for anything, because, again, it's highly unlikely, you know, that the Corneyvera or the Hearty or all the colleges, hurling and football is going to take place. And, you know, it is really tough, because secondary school students have suffered enough as it is, and this is just another layer of that, you know, the camaraderie, the friendships. And it's not just the senior guys, it's the guys playing at, you know, 14, 15, where they form those friendships. And it's, as I said, it's just another thing that generation have to deal with, Matt.
Yeah, Mark, that's something I'd say you're missing as well, is it?
Oh, it is, of course. And just listening to Jamesy there talking about the Hearty Cup, their first time winning it in 13 or 14 years. We were the same in our school in CBS, the Green Tralee. We would have come very strong footballing tradition in this school and hadn't won it since 2007. And the boys, they won it last year, looking forward to an All-Ireland semi-final. Just two games to play it, and it hasn't been played. You know, and it is very disappointing for those lads. These young fellas, they need sport, they need recreation, they need to have their time in the classroom, but also to get out and train and have the crack with their fellow students. And that isn't happening at the moment. And you have young fellas coming up to you in school before this current lockdown. When are we getting back, sir? When do you think we'll get onto the field? And they want it as much as we do. And it's great for us to be able to go out and watch these young fellas perform and to see how good they get, and the coaching, see can they improve. So it's very disappointing. It's also where it's disappointing, and nothing can be done of it, but it's disappointing also, say, for the provincials that have gone ahead. And take, for example, Munster there, and Kerry won the Munster Minor. And it looks as though, you know, is that going to continue on? Is the 2020 championship going to be finished in 21? These are all questions. And then for those managers who were in charge of those under-17 teams, if it does go ahead, they have to get the following year team, 2021, they have to get them prepared straight away as well. So there's so many questions that are up in the air, Matt, that we don't know. And the sad thing about it is, it's the young fellas and the young boys and girls that are suffering and don't know the answers yet.
Yeah, and one other thing, Jamesy, I suppose the other thing is financial. I mean, we've seen reports today that the GAA's revenue down 50 million for last year, and that's even after getting a lot of grants in from the government to try and help cover things. I mean, financial issues at national level, inter-county level, club level. A lot of clubs, I'd imagine, at the moment are struggling as well, Jamesy.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, you know, most of the money that's generated filters its way back down, you know, down to the association and back to the clubs. And you can understand why probably the finance committee were hoping that the intercounty stuff would take place maybe in the latter part of the year when, you know what I mean, there was some chance that the vaccine would have been rolled out and you might have been able to, you know, generate some of that revenue with crowds maybe being you know, backing Turles and Croke Park and these places. But obviously that was never going to wash given, you know, that you couldn't, it was never going to fly with the clubs given that you know, you're in the position you're in now where there's no collective training at any level and who knows when the clubs will be back. So it's another headache for the powers that be, and certainly it's been a really challenging year for the GAA, and 2021 doesn't look like it's going to be any different.
All right, look, we leave it there. Hopefully we'll have more positive things to talk about in weeks to come. James here, Connor, Mark O'Shea, as ever, thanks very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.